Good evening. I'd like to call to order the March 6, 2008 meeting of the Recreation and Parks Commission. And we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready?
I pledge my allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
And let the record show that excused absence for Commissioners Wenger and Munoz and Mahan.
We'll go ahead and open the floor for public comment. Anyone wishing to speak, please step forward to the microphone now.
Hi, I'm Neil. Live outside of Morro Bay, work here. Been a long time since I've been to one of these meetings, so I'm a little nervous, I guess. But I just wanted to do two things. One, I want to congratulate the city for the Harbor Walk. I think it's fantastic. You guys did an excellent job on it. And I know it's not finished yet, but it's beautiful. It really is. And the other thing, Coleman Park, the one thing that I think that this town needs is a sand volleyball court. And it's real cheap, real simple, a couple of poles in the ground and some string, and you've got a court. So I don't know if that fits into the plan. I haven't seen the agenda, but that would be my suggestion. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Mr. Fair. Anyone else wishing to speak? At this time, I don't see anyone stepping forward to the microphone, so I'd like to close public comment. Any actions in regards to public comment, Commission? Commissioners, any comments? Okay. Now we are going to move to the approval of the minutes for the February 7th, 2008 meeting. I'd like to have a motion at this time. Okay, I'd like to move to announcements. Any announcements from any of the commissioners? I have one. I'd just like to let the public know that the Del Mar School Art Auction, second annual art auction and barbecue and fundraiser is coming up. And there's an announcement up. And that is Sunday, April 6th from 1 to 4:30 p.m. The barbecue goes till 3 p.m. I am selling barbecue tickets, and also there will be a cow plop. And what that is we make a grid, we let a cow loose, and where he does his business, that square number wins. And you can buy a ticket from me for both the barbecue and the cow plop. Tickets for the barbecue are $5 pre-sale for children, $8 for adults, and at the door they will be $7 and $10. And the cow plop is $10, and it gives you a chance to win $1,000 this year. In addition to those things, we have some fabulous art by local artists and also art that the children have done and the many parent volunteers. And we have a wonderful sense of community out there with volunteers. And if you have not been to this event, I urge you just to come out to see it, to see the kids presenting their artwork and everything else. It's just fabulous. And again, that's Sunday, April 6th, Del Mar School at 801 Sequoia. Oh, you can call me up, and I will deliver barbecue tickets and cow plop tickets to your house. My phone number is 459-3274. Thank you. Any other announcements?
If I can add to that.
It was ranked as the state's number one auctioneer last year, so just to come out and see him perform at the auction will be amazing.
Chair Solo, I have a couple of announcements.
Okay.
First, I'd like to announce the Dixon Spaghetti Dinner. That's a fundraiser for the Morro Bay Community Foundation. The foundation, as most of you know, but for our viewing audience, the foundation raises money to provide recreation scholarships for children who reside in Morro Bay, Los Osos, and Cayucas. The scholarships provide up to 75% of a program's cost. The foundation has given out over $115,000 since they started doing scholarships. Anyway, Dixon Spaghetti Dinner, which was named after one of our former Recreation and Parks Commissioners, is going to be next Friday, March 14th. It's at the Morro Bay Community Center. The hours are from 4 to 7:30. Tickets are available at the door, but they're also available pre-sale at the Recreation and Parks Department. And I would strongly encourage everybody to attend. And then a second fundraiser for the foundation, they try to lump their fundraisers together, is the following month in April, they have the 5th Annual Art Show and Silent Auction. And basically, we start out with a chamber mixer on Thursday night, April 17th, from 5:30 to 7. And then Friday night, we have an open house where we have wine and hors d'oeuvres. You can view artwork and bid on artwork. And Friday night, we run from 5 to 7:30, and then we wind up the event on Saturday with an artist reception, which is, again, open to the public from 1 to 4, and that's the final opportunity to bid on the artwork. Again, all the money that we raise goes to the Morro Bay Community Foundation to provide scholarships, so it goes back into the community. More information is available at the Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Department.
And Andrea, is futsal...
11 teams signed up for the futsal program, so a really good turnout.
Thank you. Okay, with that, seeing any more announcements, anybody? No? Okay. We'll move on to item A on our agenda, new business. And for that, on A1, the report on Slow Capra Workshop at Hearst Castle, I'll turn back over to Joe Woods.
Thank you, Chair Solo and Commission. Item A1 is a report on the workshop that Slow Capra put on up at Hearst Castle on the 23rd of February. Slow Capra stands for San Luis Obispo County Association of Recreation and Parks Administrators. So it's a mouthful, but it's a group that's that represents all the agencies throughout the county. And every year they put on a workshop, and Recreation Parks Commissioners throughout the county are invited to attend. The workshop this year was again held at Hearst Castle. Basically consisted of three different programs. The first two were lecture style, the California Outdoor Bill of Rights, which you've heard and approved a resolution in your last meeting, was presented by Nina Gordon. She's a senior policy coordinator for the California State Parks. And the second session was a campaign against obesity, which was presented by Ann McDermott. She's the director of Cal Poly Center for Obesity Prevention and Education. After those two programs, we had a round table, which was open to the floor for questions and answers.
First, Commissioner Hensley.
Hi. I thought it was a very interesting meeting, especially the juxtaposition of the Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights and the campaign against childhood obesity. And what really came to mind and made me think was the correlation of, over the years, the BMI index, how that has risen dramatically. And it seems to have risen with technology and how everything's taking kids out of the parks, out of the fields and the mountains, and planting them on a couch in front of a gadget. Never put those two together before, but it was very interesting. The talk on the obesity was very interesting. I found it to be a little biased. I came away with a feeling that, you know, it's not illegal to be overweight, but it seems that some people are offended by it. And what I got from it was kind of, if enough people are offended, it, like smoking, it will be legislated. And it's already begun, like in New York, where they've taken away the trans fats and stuff like that. But I see it as a fine line. You know, it's, the education is very good, and we need to know this, but it is a person's right. That's all I have to say.
Jeff, did you attend the tour afterwards? Maybe you can expand on
that. Yes, I did attend
that.
The tour. The tour was fabulous because the wind was 70 miles an hour on top of the hill. And what was happening is they were running tours around the alley inside the castle, where they do a lot of restoration work and photography of art pieces that are being cataloged and such. It was fascinating.
Thanks.
Commissioner Hale?
Thank you. One of the areas was the Outdoor Bill of Rights, and one of the questions we were talking about as a group is, okay, how do you bring that down to measuring the results? In other words, what could we do here in Morro Bay to demonstrate that we are engaging children in our community in signing up for and participating in the list of activities in the Outdoor Bill of Rights? So it was kind of good food for thought to get us thinking about that, and that might be something we want to talk about in a future agenda in more detail and see how we might implement that here. One thing I'd like to see, you know, in upcoming years is it certainly would have been nice to have more time for a roundtable. You know, here's the things we're thinking about in our commission to address our community. Have other commissions address this, and what did they do? Because it's just so great not to have to reinvent the wheel. And I missed the tour, which I'm very disappointed about, but next time.
Well, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed meeting other commissioners. I thought that both of the topics were very interesting, and I thought that they kind of did correlate together because of the Outdoor Bill of Rights, trying to promote exercise and whatnot, and then the increased childhood diabetes and the BMI, which is a body mass index to show gain in weight and fat and all. The Outdoor Bill of Rights, I think, is something that we can do as a community with our children, and I think that it should be possibly we can maybe get it agendized for maybe our next meeting to talk about, because I would like to see us adopt it, and which we already have, but to ask to maybe do a presentation to Del Mar School and see if they would be willing to adopt it in full or in some part in conjunction with the Recs and Parks Department and maybe the PTA, so that all the burden is not put back on the teachers, because already I think that they've got a lot going on with No Child Left Behind. But maybe the three entities could work together, and we could start with the kindergarten class of 2009 and work them through, and by the time they're through sixth grade, maybe they could mark off the 10 things that are on the list for the California Outdoor Bill of Rights. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be an expensive, overwhelming thing, but it could quite possibly be tracked somehow amongst the three entities, and they could get a certificate or something at the end stating that they've met the governor's mandate. So, and he does have a thing on physical fitness that he does do, so... Anyhow, so I would love to see that as a future agenda item for us to discuss. Any further comments?
I've got one, Chair Solder.
Yes.
I just wanted to let the commission know that since you've passed and recommended the staff forward the Outdoor Bill of Rights to the City Council, it is on their agenda for next Monday, the 10th. So we'll be...
Monday then. Okay. Thank you. So I believe that there's no action required on the slow capper workshop. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Then we will move on to B, unfinished business. And B1 is the continued discussion on the Coleman Embarcadero area capital improvement study. And I believe that we have a presentation. Or I'll turn this back over to Joe.
Yes, item B will be presented by Interim City Manager Andrea Luker as the report.
Thank you. Once again, good evening, Chair Solu and Commissioners. Just as a purpose of a little bit of background, you will recall that we started a process of looking at this area a number of several months ago. Actually, the Harbor Department had started looking at their boating access facility and land that was needed for that, and we started looking at the possibility of master planning Coleman Park, because as you will recall, Coleman Park is one of our only parks in Morro Bay that has not been master planned. There's no final determination on what that area is going to look like. As we began those two separate processes, we realized that it made much more sense to combine efforts and work with the harbor department and RRM design group to look at the whole entire, to look at the entire area from basically the intake structure on the Embarcadero all the way out to Target Rock and really look at an enhancement of that particular area. So we've been working toward that through a number of different meetings. As you'll recall, we've had two previous meetings specifically looking at different concepts, what could be there, what might not fit there. We've also had a joint meeting with the Harbor Department to look at the situation, as well took a field trip, which I think was pretty helpful in actually being on site and looking at the area. Bring things together that were similar and give you some very brief answers on those questions that were provided in your packet. We have also, in your packet, attached a couple of actually three different concepts that we're going to be looking at tonight, and I certainly know that they were a little bit hard to read, but I will tell you that RRM has actually brought these concepts, and they're going to be blowing them up on the screen for you, and so you'll be able to look take a very good look at what concepts they're providing to you. So I think with that introduction, I'm going to turn it over. We have Mike Sherrod here tonight with us. He's going to be providing more information on these three concepts, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Thanks, Andrea, commissioners. This is a real great opportunity to start exploring some of these options to look at how we can improve Morro Bay's both the waterfront recreational as well as the commercial and recreational boating facilities. And tonight, what we'd like to do is present and discuss three concepts that we've developed that address and incorporate both of those facilities, the recreational and the boating access facilities, while being maintaining consistency with the zoning and the land use designations for that area. I think the best way to do this is to take a little tour through the concepts, and you were provided tonight with some easier-to-read colored versions that kind of highlight the areas a little more cleanly, and those will be up on screen as well. What I'd like to do is highlight the major elements of each of the concepts, as well as talk about some of the chief differences between the concepts. And to get us started, what's on screen now is an area map, just to get us off. Overall, I wanted to show you first the overall picture, then we'll zoom into some of the areas so we can see a little more detail. But the overall concept is really, in concept A, is to look at locating the boating access facilities primarily between Coleman Embarcadero Road and the Harbor Walk area. And with the dry storage area located east of Embarcadero Road out towards Morro Creek. And that's going to, you'll see that particular facility remains in all three options. It just makes a lot of sense to have it located there. And the recreational facilities are now located near the Target Rock, near the Target Rock area. I wanted to zoom in on the boating access facility. The major components of this facility, really the biggest thing you're going to notice is the 60 to 70 ton haul out with a travel lift, and there's a jib crane. Along with it, there's a boat repair yard with roughly six spaces available. So boat trailer parking, harbor facility building, and I'll kind of help point along. So the haul out facility, the haul outs here, and the boat yard here, harbor facility here with associated parking. And then as we come around to the intersection of Coleman and Embarcadero, the ability for marine commercial and some recreational commercial. And it's important to note that the public parking and access to Mother's Beach, which is used for a number of different things, including kayak launch, remains. And there's the ability to incorporate some picnic area in as well adjacent to this area near the kayak launch. And that's consistent with the way that the zoning is covering this. The major components besides a road realignment include continuing the pedestrian component of the harbor walk, the boardwalk component, and a loop system around, so providing waterfront access with some fishing platforms as well as seating areas and viewing areas, and then back up sort of along the road to pick up folks if they want to get out of their vehicles near the road. The parking, the informal parking, remains, and the way it functions today would be a way it would function in the future. People can stay in their car and take in the views, stay out of the wind if they choose. And create, what's nice about this concept is that by creating this loop, it creates an interior space that's flexible. It could be used in any number of ways. And it also provides a nice spot for the memorial statue that we've talked about in the past. And as well as some ability for some active play component of some form. Looking at concept B, it's very similar to concept A in that the boating access facilities is still located in the same spot, the major components, the haul out and the boat repair yard. However, what changes occurring is that now the marine commercial components, which were located over here, have now moved to the east side of the Embarcadero, of Embarcadero. And again, the long-term dry storage remains the same at the top. The recreational facilities, if you'll notice now, have essentially split or been blended with some of the boating access facilities. So we're getting a good mix down by the more active portion of the boardwalk. The jib crane and the haul out and the travel lift, the boat storage yard, and again, a harbor facility. As we turn the corner onto Embarcadero, we were able to introduce more picnicking, more active play area, and flex space, and again, maintaining the current access and parking to Mother's Beach for kayak, launch, or beach use. And you'll notice that now the marine commercial has moved to the east side of the highway. And again, the dry storage remains in the same place. And moving back out to the Target Rock area, the recreational facilities remain essentially same as they were in A, somewhat diminished because we can move some of the more active components that were identified for Target Rock and Concept A over toward the Coleman Embarcadero intersection area. So this would be a little bit of a reduction in the active level of use. But the extension of the boardwalk and the looping and the place for the memorial statues and viewing and seating would all remain. And then looking at Concept C, and this one's quite a bit different from A and B. And the biggest difference is that, if you'll notice, the boating access facilities now have shifted. The haul out and the crane are now located adjacent to the intake structure. And the entirety of the boating access facilities, the boat storage, boat yard, and dry storage are now located entirely on the east side of Embarcadero between the power plant wall and the Embarcadero extension. And then the recreational facilities now are primarily located in between Embarcadero and Coleman and Harbor Walk. Could be sand, flexible spaces, picnicking, viewing, some more active play areas, again, some additional picnicking and seating, some additional parking to support both the recreational facilities as well as the commercial marine. And as we come around the corner from Coleman and head back on the Embarcadero toward the intake structure, we have the opportunity for some recreation commercial, which could be anything from a kayak rental to some sort of a visitor serving center. Into, again, maintaining the parking and the access to Mother's Beach. Like I mentioned before, that remains in all three scenarios. And then as you go toward the intake structure, you now notice that the haul out with the travel lift and the jib crane are now located near the intake structure with the boat repair yard located on the east side of Embarcadero. And with as reference point, the dry storage, which was remained the same in all three, you'll notice that we now have an expanded boat yard, repair yard, as well as future expansion area for future uses for the harbor support facilities. And additional trailered boat storage as well. And then out at the Target Rock area, the primary component is essentially the pedestrian boardwalk component of the harbor walk remaining, which provides, again, some fishing platforms and provides a great spot for the memorial statue to be located. Those are the major components and the differences between the concepts, and I'd like to turn it back to the commission for discussion. I'm available for questions. I'd be happy to answer those. Thank you. The traffic jamming that occurs there when the gate gets shut, like when the waves get big, and that's to provide turnaround that meets the road standard. So actually, that is close to scale. I think it's a 60 or 80 foot radius on there.
We will still have access to that parking lot at the end
yes.
of that road?
Okay. When the gate's closed, then the road, this sort of a road design allows you to come in and make a turnaround and leave again as opposed to backing out of it the way it happens now.
Thank you.
I have a few questions if we're looking at Concept C. If you took the Concept C, let's start coming from the direction of town, headed towards the rock. You come and you see the first building on the seaside. The second building on the seaside is the recreational commercial restroom.
Mm-hmm.
The next building is a restroom.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why.
No.
It says restroom, and it has an arrow pointing to it.
Look at the current version for C. That's what's on the screen now. And there may have been an error in that.
Recreational, commercial.
We have commercial pointing here, and then a restroom pointed there. But
okay,
again, these
it's
are
just mine says restroom under both of those. That's why
it might be an older version.
Okay.
Keep in mind, these are concepts, too, and
right.
not trying to indicate this is where or what the use would be.
Can you tell me what is in the recreational commercial? An idea, a concept of what would be inside of the recreational commercial?
It could be anything from, could be a concession renting something. It could be...
I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking that there might be enough room there to actually position a volleyball court north-south so that you wouldn't have any east-west exposure, which would be similar to our tennis court situation, which would make somebody have an unfair advantage playing volleyball. Is there enough room there to turn that sideways?
That could be looked at
more
detailed design
right.
is explored.
Okay.
Sure.
And then going down to the park at the end, down by the Target Rock area, I see that on this plan, Plan C, that green grassy area shrinks quite a bit. But I see that on this plan, there's no real concept for the memorial. I don't see the memorial marked here. I don't see a concept for getting out to it, for viewing it, for seeing it. Maybe I'm mistaken.
There is no specific design for that in any
okay.
of these concepts.
Right.
It's simply noting that there's room for that to occur out there.
Okay.
And if you look at the note on screen, it actually
on
is
screen.
Calling that there's multiple uses, including the memorial area. It could be
yeah.
incorporated into that.
Okay.
Into a future design in that area.
Sorry, I don't have that on mine down here. While you were talking, I was looking all over for it. In addition, I'm curious as to why that green space shrunk. And also, I have a question about the restroom facilities, if it would be possible to get a restroom facility that far out, because that's a rather large area. It's on the seaside rather than being on the rock side already. If you go down to the rock and to the rock parking lot it doesn't even have to be the Brian Waterbury Memorial Race. It can be on a that way.
I'm going to jump in here and just certainly there's a possibility to do any of those things, and I just want to remind the commission.
Concept.
Once you're correct. We're looking really at this point at concepts and spaces, and when we come back to master plan, which is a great process, not that this hasn't been a great process, but the master planning is really the fun part where you'll be actually designing and looking at orientation. So all those, we're going to note all these comments, but when we come back through the master plan process, which will be after the city council has approved the conceptual, then we can look at all those types of things, just making sure that we that the commission knows kind of the process. So certainly these are important things to note, but that fine-tuning will be in the master plan process.
Okay. Then I'll pass on to see if there's any questions from Commissioner Hale.
I'm curious if the Harbor Advisory Board has reviewed these and what their read is yet. And then secondarily, on the difference between concepts A and B versus C, in terms of cost and implementation, is there anything that looks significant at this point?
Harbor Advisory meets after you. They're at 7 tonight, and so you got the first look, and they're getting the second look. I'm not sure if they're going to be making a recommendation tonight or not. I'm not sure I understand your cost question.
So with Concepts A and B, the haul out goes right to the boat repair yard. So that's, you know, in terms of travel, we talked about reinforcing roads, movement of boats, et cetera. That looks like a less involved.
Let me ask, maybe you know, I don't know. Is a normal street like the Embarcadero sufficient, or would that road itself, I'm not talking about Embarcadero extension that's partway dirt and partway paved, I'm talking about the Embarcadero that was just, you know, realigned, would that be sufficient in your mind, or is that, you have no idea? Okay.
I don't know. That's information down the road. Mike might have some comments.
Just to make sure I'm clear, so you're talking about if this were utilized as a transportation route for the boat, the travel lift?
I believe what we're saying is, no, on Plan C, you take the boats out by the outfall building, and you would have to move them down. Do they just cross the street and go onto their own road? Is that their own back way? I mean,
right here, yeah. That's an access road, provides access to the marine commercial, and would provide access to the boat repair yard.
Directly to the repair yard. So that's their own boat travel, so we don't have a lot of road time in terms of having a road closure. It's just to cross the road.
It's a crossing as opposed to utilization of Embarcadero to travel.
Okay.
On.
And in terms of minutes, how many minutes does it take to get a 70-foot boat? What's our largest boat? I'm not even sure. Our 70-foot boat across a road like the Embarcadero? And could the traffic be then possibly rerouted through a parking lot to get out to the rocks so that we don't close beach access? All concept, I know.
I was going to say 3 minutes, but I might be a little off on that.
It's not going to be such a disruption that people aren't going to go out to the rock.
And just for reference, too, I don't know if we answered this question or not, but you know, how many boats get hauled out? Did we talk about that? I mean, I looked at the study, let's see, just so the public can know. The economic and operational analysis of proposed boating access facility at Morro Bay Harbor, which was put forth in 1998, and one of the items in there was just talking about how many boats get hauled out on average. And just doing the math, it looked like it, in 1998 it was about 2.5 boats per month would be moved out. So, you know, I don't know if there's any difference. It just helps us to understand how, you know, if we talk about disruptions, what does it look like? And if it's two a month, then that's helpful to know.
And at this point, again, those are things that we don't know. At that point, they were predominantly looking, I believe, at fishing boats. Depending on, you know, what happens with fishing, if more pleasure boats come in, are you going to be hauling out pleasure boats more often? Are boats coming down here specifically to be hauled out? It's really up in the air.
I looked at this study also from 1998, and I'm wondering if you can, if you've talked to anybody or if you yourselves know, a 10-year-old study, how relevant and how hard and fast we should take the information, because some of the information looks pretty old. For example, construction costs at $50 a square foot. I guarantee you those are no longer adequate construction costs.
Yeah, once we get a little closer to master planning, this probably would be updated, and Rick would probably want to address that.
Okay.
And back to your other question, Commissioner. So if it gets to a saturation point, then it's more regulated, and so we'll have a real good concept of how many boats are being pulled out. But if it's being underutilized and there's only two boats or it's 50% being repaired, then obviously the boat repair, I mean, you could pull out three in a month and maybe one the next month. So it really depends on the size of the repair yard and the amount of use.
Monterey has more. So if if you're looking at how many you're going to haul out here, you'd think that most of them would, if you're going to come, you're going to come to, if they have haul out places for you, it's going to come to the nearest one. And we would be the nearest one within 127 miles.
Any more questions from the commission?
Avila has a haul-out facility, right?
Pardon me?
Avila has a haul-out facility, correct?
It's over with.
Really?
It's the sand erosion. I was talking to...
The white one. They're talking about... They think it's... they'll have a boat hauled out. Hmm. And it won't be long before that's going to be it. I mean, most of the commercial fishermen here now don't consider Avila a haul out.
So I think what we're looking for this evening is a review of these concepts. If the commission feels that they can go forward on a recommendation with one of these concepts, again, where certain things are, not that a volleyball court will be located between a green area and a playground, but just the conceptual idea.
Okay, so let's discuss that as a commission now that I think we have pretty much all of our questions answered. I'm sure during discussion some more might come up, and we can answer them at that time. But let's look at the three concepts we have before us, A, B, and C. And...
Can we make sure that we're understanding what A, B, and C are? If you're going to go off the larger print, the ones in your staff report are lettered differently.
They're lettered differently. We're going to go off of the large ones that we were supplied tonight at the arrival of the commission meeting.
Great. Thank you.
A, B, and C. Does everybody have those before them? Okay. Good. You okay, Norma?
Pardon me?
You got everything in front of you?
I got A, B, and C.
All right. You got it. Okay, so I guess I'll begin, unless Jeff, would you like to begin?
Sure.
Okay. Give us your ideas, what you like.
Once in the morning and once in the afternoon, and I'm starting to like it a lot. I like the unbroken factor to it that you can get in over by talking to Zini's there and by the outfall building and go uninterrupted out to the end, spin around, and come back. It's very smooth. I see in A and B, we've got the haul out, the jib crane. I know this is conceptual, but they do seem to cross the bike path. Is the bike path going to go under it, over it, or is it going to be, you know, like railroad crossings here? We get over to Plan C. This is the one I actually kind of like. Bike path is unbroken. We've got all our facilities, our haul-out crane and everything is here next to the outfall building. It seems rather concentrated. It keeps the flow of the bike path and the road neat and clean. I may have more comments coming up. I need to hear what you guys say, but that's where I feel right now. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Christy?
I'm definitely leaning toward concept C, and the reason for that is primarily that we have a plan here that's maintaining the recreation and natural beauty of this path out to the rock. And, you know, now that we have this beautiful harbor walk, there's obviously lots of recreation going on. We also don't inhibit the views that we're all concerned with. It's such a prime piece of real estate. It's so beautiful. And having park areas along that stretch of road makes perfect sense to me. I think in addition, we have a solution for a boatyard. And, you know, unless, again, the harbor, check out what a boat repair looks like. I like the idea of having a marine commercial center up at front. There's obviously people that start their walks and their bikes right along this area, and that could be some opportunity for business, whether it's kayak rentals or boating rentals or whatever that might look like down the road. So I see this design as really enhancing the you know, beauty and natural areas that we have. And obviously the park is going to look great when it's done compared to what it looks like now. So, I mean, I'm really excited about what I see with Concept C.
Thanks, Christy. Norma?
Okay. I guess I'm on. All right.
You got it.
I like it for one reason, that where the boatyard...
Norma, which one are you looking at?
I'm at C. I like C, too.
Okay, thank you.
But I like their idea of it, too. But also, on Concept C, they're not going to get the wind. You know, Morro Bay has some pretty fierce winds, and that they'll have a certain... Where the boat repair is, they're not going to hit a direct wind. Where it would be... Where the walkway is, you know, it gets really windy there. So if you're going to have a boat repair yard like this, and you want people to bring, they're going to want to come where they're not going to see their boat blow over.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Norma. Okay, I would like to say that, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for coming back to us with all three concepts. You did a quick turnaround in a month. All three are terrific concepts, and I'm grateful for the presentation. About this, I reviewed, and I read this 50-page document, which somebody saw me walking with into lunch one day, and they said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're reading that. And I said, yes, I am. And I read this, and I gleaned a lot of information from it. And one of the things that struck me was something that they wrote in here on page 45. It says, dry boat storage is an operation for which a high demand exists. Current occupancy rates at existing facilities are near 100% with long waiting lists. From a financial standpoint, this is the only operation that has a chance of becoming financially viable in today's current market. However, this operation is not waterfront dependent and could operate much more profitably in a location away from high-priced waterfront land. And I think that really struck me when I was looking at these plans. And I, you know, with that in mind, and also my job here is to be an advocate for recreation and parks. And that doesn't mean that I want to turn any other board member of any other existing board away, and that I don't want to slight them. I want to work with them. And I just see this area of on Plan C with a much larger boat repair yard, much larger parking facility for them, future expansion areas, a huge dry storage area, and a road which I think also because, you know, it can be an interesting process, and a road that is, you know, currently not developed but will be developed in the future and also will contain for the harbor board, the harbor district, and for us as recreation and park. So those are my comments. Any further discussion, commissioners? Seeing that there is none, then I would say that at this point I would like to entertain a motion to approve the concept that R&M has put forward for Plan C that was presented to us tonight. For the Coleman Park Embarcadero area capital improvement concept plan, I would entertain a motion at this time.
I move that we put forth C for further consideration in its concept in the future.
Are we making a motion to? That we recommend this concept, and we recommend that the City Council approve this concept? Is that
correct? That's correct. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Looking for this to be recommended to the City Council that we approve it.
Yeah, I move we recommend this to the City Council for approval. Plan C.
I'll entertain a second on that motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? Oh, should I have... Any discussion? No? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Seeing none opposed, we will forward Plan C as our recommendation to the City Council for the Coleman and Embarcadero area.
And then the Recreation and Parks Department. I'll go through some of them briefly. If you want to ask questions on other ones, I can elaborate. It starts off with the hours of operations during the school year for Rockies, which is our teen center out on Atascadero Road. The skate park, which is down on the Embarcadero, Coleman Park. The Del Mar tennis court, staff is still working to get access on the construction easement. And we're also working with the to get on the agenda for the Planning Commission to get their permits in place. Staff has contacted SLOCOG regarding the Morro Bay Cayucas Connector, in which you referenced earlier tonight's meeting. Currently, the project is in constraints analysis phase. Once that draft is ready, the county will be sending their results to this commission or to staff first. We talked with Jan DeLeo, and she is prepared to send the final draft to us. It'll be in about a month or so. So you may get it in next month's meeting. It may be the meeting following. SLOCOG has recently allocated another $300,000 towards the construction phase of the connector, which I understand is a shortfall on the overall project cost. But their feeling is that if they fund more on the project, more funds and more agencies are willing to fund as well. So the project becomes more of a reality. So the wheels are still moving in a real positive direction, probably about 2 years, maybe. Community Center from 4 to 7:30. Tickets are definitely still available. Stop by the Community Center and pick some up. We're upstairs. And also, as Andrea had mentioned, the 5th Annual Jurd Art Show and Silent Auction. It's also another big fundraiser for the foundation. The changes are still happening. It's been, I think, 5 months as acting director. And hopefully some things will come to light in the next few months as the interviews for the city manager play out in April. And then as the city manager position takes place, then obviously the rest of the organization will be better defined. Park trees, it's been a controversial issue. I think it has been, and I think it always will be, throughout the community of removing trees. But we've taken a step back in our position. We brought in an arborist, as you recall. He's analyzed the trees that we had requested to be removed. We have removed one of them, which is the one real big dead one that was on Park Street out by Lila Kaiser. But the four at City Park, the arborist has concluded that they are diseased and they are dying. But since then, we hit the nesting period, which is February through June. So instead of just going through and saying, yes, they are a complete emergency, let's tear them out, which we probably could do, we feel that the liability is something that we can handle and the risk factor isn't as urgent, and we're going to hopefully hold on to those trees until later in the summer after the nesting period, and then we'll be closing down the park or sections of the park to remove those trees. And then we'll be replanting trees in a similar area, and probably more than the ratio of 1-to-1. And we're working with members like, I forget the gentleman's name, but he's Art in the Park, and I think it's Alan Cook. And he's going to be working with Lou Zett, our park superintendent, to hopefully position the new trees in a good spot that they're beneficial to park users as well as the functions such as Art in the Park, which is a really big draw 3 times a year. The play areas were another part of the project that we're using Park and Loop funds for. And the play areas that are going to be affected are at City Park, at Lila Kaiser, and particularly in Tidelands Park. What's happening starting the 17th of March will be the closure of the play area at City Park. And we'll be removing the sand there and bringing it down to Tidelands, as we talked about. And then we're also putting a small handicap ramp into that play area. Did you have a question?
I do have a question. How long is that park closure supposed to
be? It won't
be
the complete park. It'll just be that play area, and we're hoping to move some of the transit parking up a little bit so the buses can still function and we can get our trucks in. It won't be more than, I wouldn't say, maximum 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere around there. It won't be, I'm hoping it won't go any longer than that. But, you know, a lot of things are a factor, and good plans are always.
I do have a question about the trees, backing up a little.
Sure.
The trees that we're replacing the trees with in June, the trees that we're replacing
the replacement
trees with.
Sure.
Yeah, the replacement trees, thank you, yes. Are they the kind of tree, and this sounds, you know, are they the kind of tree with deep roots rather than a surface root that spreads out? Because we do have sewer problems and, you know, in the town.
Sure. So, the root structure in the type of trees, I'm not exactly sure of. The types of trees, we've got a list that we use. We're not dead set on any particular tree right now, but Lou does have a general plan. And I can say this, there's only one. There's irrigation that we would be concerned about, but not a sewer lateral. The sewer lateral for that restroom goes directly, I believe it's north, it's going to get mixed up, but it goes directly to Harbor Street. It actually is on the west side of the play area along that fence line into the main. So in the belly of the park, you won't find any sewer at all. There's no more questions? And the last item is this building, which is the Veterans Memorial Building, and we're doing some projects here in-house. And if you take time, maybe it might get too dark, but you could step out in the patio. We've torn off all the cover. There's all the top of the cover that covers the patio picnic furniture. Basically, it was in three sections. We removed the middle section, which is the corner section, because of wood rot and major deterioration. So instead of trying to replace it, we just tore it out. We opened it all up. Parks crew came in. They trimmed up the tree. And then the Lions Club, who meet here on the second and fourth Thursday of each month, volunteered their time. They got a great work crew, and they do a lot of projects at this facility. And they painted all the wooden members along that patio structure. And then after they completed their work, we came in and we've just put in 16-foot corrugated fiberglass for new covering. In addition to that, we tore all the top off the barbecue and replaced all that with some corrugated metal sheets. So things will last a little longer in this terrifically and well-used facility. Not a doubt. So that concludes my report. Oh, one other thing. Please find attached to your status report the articles of incorporation and bylaws for the foundation, which were requested by Commissioner Hale. Hopefully you can go through those. And if you have questions at your leisure, you can contact me at my office. I would open it up to any questions at this time and entertain a motion to accept this report for file.
Any questions? At this time, we can hear a motion then to accept this for file.
I move that we accept this report for file.
I do have a question.
Oh. As long as we got the outside, are they going to start working on the inside of this building? Because those cupboards in there have got mold going up the walls in there.
Yes, certainly we'll be working on the inside of the building.
Thank you.
If we could get the seniors, if the seniors could get their stuff out, we could probably clean that. No, we'd be happy to address that issue in the very near future.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, then. I'm sorry. Can we hear your motion again?
I move that we accept the staff report for file.
Commissioner Hale seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, seeing none, we'll opposed. We'll move on then to C, written communication, citizens' reports and correspondence. Turn this back over to.
Which there are none?
You're right, there are none. Okay.
So we could probably move to D1, and I would take D1, 2, and 3 together.
Okay.
Bless you. Commissioners, Chair Solu and Commission, these reports are given to you on a monthly basis. youth, sports, and facilities. I will start with the Youth Services Division. There are several programs that are up in participation this month. Bingo is one of them, and further down, Kids Drop-In Care is also up significantly from the year-to-date numbers. A couple of programs that are down in participation would be the belly dancing class and also the 39-plus dance class. It shows a small and slight decrease. Make mention of the yoga class, which was canceled in January. So those numbers that you see that are slightly down or maybe slightly up will be stagnant because the program is not offered right now. And I would make mention that the dog obedience class is full or pretty close to full. So we got a good turnout on dog obedience, and that starts next Monday. The second report I will present is the recreational sports report. I'll start off with the first class, which is ACES, and I'll couple it with PACE as well, which are two senior activity classes. Both programs show a slight decrease in participation for the month due to, staff believes, holidays, which fall on their days that they meet, the Bird Festival, which was a five-day program, and also we had the instructor ill. So those hours show a small decrease. So some increases for the month would be UK soccer. It's up 20 participants, about 20 participants in Flip City gymnastics as well. And we're also seeing an increase this month in Flip City, which is really good. And tennis play day, which is fantastic. We want to see the tennis play day increase, especially if we're going to be putting in a couple more courts. And then I would bring your attention to the last class on that is called Zumba. Zumba, and it's a new class, and we always encourage people to come out and try new things, and Zumba is a great class. Come out and try Zumba.
What is Zumba, Joe?
Zumba is an exercise class that incorporates Latin music and dance moves. So, and it's really a cutting-edge program that's down in metropolitan areas and south of here. And the instructors picked it up, got certified, and has brought the class up here, and it's slowly taken off. So we're excited about
that. Is this the Friday night? It's the Friday night? Monday.
The last report you have in this stack is D3. One correction at the beginning of the title is not December. This is actually the January 08 participation activity summaries report for facilities and parks. You see a decrease in the hours of use at the Morro Bay Community Center, an increase at Kaiser, and overall a slight decrease. And you can see there wasn't any major events. There was a few that happened, various meetings, but we had the Church of Nazarene here. But a decrease in major events would definitely represent the decrease in the overall hours. I would open up the discussion regarding those three reports now and entertain a motion for accepting for file.
Okay, let's see. Is there any discussion, commissioners, on the reports?
I'd like to ask Joe one question.
You know, the emeritus classes, the yoga and those, and life drawing and all that, is that included in these? Because we may sponsor them, but it's open for anybody that wants to come.
Do you say, are the emeritus programs represented in one of these three? They would be represented in D3.
Right. Any of them.
Yes, D3 would be, it would be calculated into the facility usage report.
Then I would have no way of finding out how many we have in each class. I'd have to go count them out.
Well, we would have to probably solicit the numbers from Cuesta.
Uh-huh.
And,
okay, because
Karen Lynn would have to provide. I'm sure their instructors turn in a roster.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they
do,
too.
So we could request that from Karen Lynn to get those numbers to us and give you a report on them if you'd like.
No, I'll call Karen and see what's up.
Okay.
What was your last statement?
I said we could contact Karen Lynn at Cuesta and get those. Okay,
I know Karen and them. Because I was just wondering how many do we have in our yoga classes and in our I know the drawing classes, the art classes are just all full.
Sure, sure.
And I was hoping they would bring back the nutrition class because it was over really well, too.
But that's a good question because I'd like to see what kind of numbers are on those.
Okay,
yoga
I'll get a hold of Karen tomorrow and find out.
Good.
Maybe you could include that information in your report next month, Norma. So any further discussion? No? A motion then to accept D1, 2, and 3?
I'll make a motion to accept D1, D2, and D3 for file.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? None? Okay. We will move on then to E, public hearings, of which we have none. Now we will move then.
Can we backtrack and pick up D4?
Oh, sorry, D4, missed it. D4, senior representative report. And for that, I will turn it over to Commissioner Amabon.
Oh, the seniors aren't doing anything really exciting right now. We did work the Follies with that, and we do have our 40 people for the spaghetti feed ready to go. I missed the last meetings, so I will pick, I'll know more, because I will be at the next board meeting. That's all. I don't think there's anything else going on. Is there Joe down there? He went to the meeting. And, you know, they cut the pace, arthritis. They went over the how much money we give away, and they cut on the, why didn't you come up and tell them about, hey, Arthritis Foundation is the one that pays for the PACE program. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. So we got to go rectify that.
They did talk about what they're going to be donating in their master list, and they kind of restructured their donations for the year. And they added some folks, and they deleted some folks. That's what Norma's talking about as far as where their monies go. So hopefully we can rectify that at the next.
Yeah, we're going to review that again next meeting.
Okay.
That's all I have to report. Well, we do have our 40 people.
Thank you very much. Okay, so then D5, commissioner reports.
Joan brought this up a little earlier, and it's a really good idea, but the Cayucas Lioness Club with the pool cover and the fundraiser. She planted this idea in my head. They are having a fundraiser to replace the pool cover. I am not sure of the specifics of this fundraiser, but the Cayucas Lioness Club can be contacted. Like Joan said, we don't have a public pool in this town, and a lot of this community uses a Cayucas pool. So if you feel like doing a nice civic deed, check it out. Get hold of the Cayucas Lioness Club and go from there. That's all.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, so I'm sorry. Now we will move on to E. Is that correct? Now we will move on to E, public hearings. And since we have none, we will just move right on down to declaration of future agenda items. Commissioners, is there anybody who would like to see something as a future agenda item? I have only one. But I'll wait to hear from you.
I was simply going to, and maybe it's the same, you're going to suggest to put on an agenda, what is it, April or May, maybe the May agenda or April agenda, to discuss in more detail the Outdoor Bill of Rights and see if there's anything that we might be able to do to actually implement a program locally that gains participation by our community, you know, by the children in our community. To see, you know, to gauge their progress against and get excitement around their participation in the Outdoor Bill of Rights, whether it's, you know, going on a fish trip, swimming in the ocean, you know, among the other items on the list. So, because it's great to put it out there as a campaign and say, hey, we have this Outdoor Bill of Rights, but I think at the end of the day, you know, it's nice to be able to actually help people see how they can get there and monitor it and, you know, bring it to an actionable result. Versus a concept.
There you go. I, too, would like to see us bring that back. I would like to see it be in April rather than in May, and the reason I say that is because school ends June 12th, And if we want to, I think, put anything forward to the school to try and get their support on it, to the school and to the PTA, we would probably need to bring that to the PTA meeting in to a PTA meeting in late April or in early May, and seeing that school ends and it takes a while to get things moving. If we want to bring it back for 09 starting in kindergarten as an idea, then I think we probably need to get maybe some support going for it this year before the end of the school year rather than just waiting. Also, if you could bring back in April and let us know, although I'll be watching, but if you can let us and the public know how the city council felt about it and whether they adopted it or not. and if you wanted any of us to go down there and support the concept, did you want anybody to go down and support the concept as a commission?
No, you certainly can do that if you want to send a rep or any one of you want to show up at city council, make a mention. I don't think it's a public hearing. I believe it's a consent item, so you'd have to make mention of it during public comment, which is at the beginning of the meeting. You have up to 3 minutes to do so, and you can just state that you can speak as a member of the community, or if the commission wants to send a rep, they can do that as well, and just state who you are and say what you'd like about the Outdoor Bill of Rights and your recommendation for them to approve the resolution that's before them.
Okay.
You certainly can do that.
Okay. And I would anybody like to go do that? I'm going to be there Monday night to selfishly promote the art auction. So I'm going to be there already. Does anybody else want to be there with me is what? Okay. I think it would be great if we had some support. Christy, can you make it? Or you're unsure. Okay. So I look forward to seeing Jeff at 6 o'clock. Is that this coming Monday?
Yes, it is. It's the 10th of March, this Monday at 6 o'clock.
This Monday at 6 o'clock mm-hmm. here in this building. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do have another question for you, Joe. When I did not ask this. When will the concept that we approved, Concept C, go forward to the City Council?
You know, that date has not been set. Generally, what we'll do is as a post-council meeting, department heads get together, and there are obviously future agenda items like we're setting now, council will set. But we'll have it on our list, our tracker list, to get on their agenda. So it may be that the city manager wants to wait till Harbor Advisory puts in their recommendation, if they do,
okay.
Or they may want to bring us by ourselves. So it's really, it's going to be a little more discussion. We have your recommendation, and when it goes, it's really tough to say right now.
Okay.
But it won't be the next month, or it won't be the next meeting or the following, I don't think.
Okay.
It'll be a while.
Would it be possible then to put on a future agenda items for April for us to possibly draft a letter of support for this concept and for from us a signed draft showing how much we support it? Would it be for discussion to discuss that, see if the commission wants to do that as a whole commission? A signed letter of support?
Yeah, that letter, that kind of report would come from the commission and not from staff. And oftentimes you'll see those kind of reports given by city council members, city council persons. They would say, they would bring up an item, they would have a letter, and they would present it. So if you wanted to present a letter like that, it would be initiated by one of your commissioners or yourself.
Okay.
And then it would be on our, so you want it on the our agenda, you certainly can put it on our future agenda, and it can be next month as well.
The reason I'm asking is because I don't want to have a violation of the Brown Act, so I cannot contact them individually to have them sign because it would be more than a quorum. So it would have to be here at a meeting, would it not, to get their support to sign?
That's correct. If you wanted to agendize a letter of support for Concept C to go to City Council, we'll put that on the agenda, mm-hmm. and we would look for you to have that report to us by packet deadline.
Okay, and so I would then draft a letter to be put in the packet, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so then I would like to see agendized for April. I will draft a letter of support for RNM's Concept C that we approved tonight, for us all to see on the April meeting and to adjust or not to adjust, to approve or not to approve, for our support as a whole group.
Very well.
Thank you very much.
I needed to get some clarification, Chair Solu. You had earlier, there was an outdoor bill of rights. You wanted to come back as a future agenda item so we could strategize and get a report on programs, participations, elements of measurement, and so forth. There was also a request to come back with council's actions. And I don't think we want to have that as a full agenda item. I can include that in our progress report update.
Okay,
that'd
perfect.
Be okay?
Yeah.
Terrific.
Just let us know how they felt.
Great, thank you.
That's all I'm looking for.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so any other future agenda items? Anybody? Okay, with that, here's the big one. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I motion that we adjourn our meeting.
You second?
Yes, second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None? All right. Thank you very much. We'll see you next month.